That was all I could muster. Then I moved on. I didn't even have the wherewithal to call Megan and ask how she was doing and what happened. Honestly, I didn't know if I had built up enough in her emotional bank account to ask those kinds of questions, so I did nothing, hoping she would come back to youth group soon, and she did. I don't even remember when I found out about Ruby. Next was Jeanette, who snickered at Megan until it was her turn. News about the rest is all a blur. Whether they just wanted someone to love or someone who would love them, I don't know. In most of the girls' families, unwed pregnancy was a pattern of generational sin. What I am sure of is I didn't have a clue what to do. Some of the families were more plugged into the life of the church than others, so a baby shower was arranged for those kids. I didn't know if a baby shower was appropriate or not. How do you discourage the sin but love the sinner? I didn't know. With mixed emotions, which I couldn't even sort out, I attended Ruby's baby shower. All I could muster during the event was a polite smile. I'm sure I kept looking at my watch. I couldn't wait to escape back to the parsonage next door. I was glad I had a full-time job as a diversion because the part-time one wasn't going so well. Before the youth group could become a nursery, I received a call from Chicago. Someone at Moody had recommended me for a job at Moody Radio. I was excited about this new job prospect, but I left the Kansas City church feeling defeated and relieved that I could blast out of town permanently. I was in way over my head. I didn't know what to do with or about the girls. As I reflect on those days, I realize that my first impulse wasn't to try to do something to help them fall deeply in love with Jesus. I just wanted them to stop their bad behavior. I knew that I needed to show love and not condemnation, but every bone in my body wanted to jump up and down and point out the sin. I didn't want to shame the girls in my youth group, but I wanted desperately to do something to make them stop sinning. Or maybe I just wanted the visual reminder of their sin to go away, so I wasn't confronted with it week in and week out, confronted with my own sense of failure and shame because I felt their failures reflected on me. Great leader, huh? I had such dreams for them. What had I done wrong? It was in some ways my first crisis of faith and in a role that seemed almost parental. A mother's pain. I sense that some version of those very questions haunt Christian mothers across the country. What have I done wrong? Where is God? How can I live with the shame? What do I do now? The questions arise particularly when our children sin in an obvious, evident way. Teen pregnancy is on that list of hard-to-hide issues. I can't tell you how many...